Time is 8:13. Dina Diamond. Wow. How's that for an insult? But what is wrong with his?
First of all, Barbara Streisand is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm so not going to say that because otherwise people think I'm gay. But she really is amazing.
She's unbelievable. Yeah. And Luta, that voice.
Why
that
is that so
song
nutty?
Is beyond. What?
Well, why do gay guys like Barbara Streisand?
And Beyonce.
And Celine Dion.
Okay, so there we go.
You know, because they're in touch. They're in touch with their feminine side.
Is that what it is? All right, the kids are out the car, so that I can quickly tell you before we start talking about other marketing stories. I saw this headline, and I didn't quite know what to do with it. Britain's, and this is coming out of New York Post this morning, Britain's first gay dads split after one starts dating the daughter's ex.
No, men.
No.
It's like the bold and the beautiful.
The bold and the beautiful. The bold and the beautiful. The well-documented relationship between Britain's first gay dads has officially come to an end as one of the men is now in love and he's dating his daughter's ex-boyfriend, according to a report. Tony and Derry Druitt Barlow, who were England's first same-sex couple to be named on a birth certificate as parents, have parted ways, and Barry opened up about their new unconventional living arrangement. I've fallen in love with Scott, and he has done the same. Barry is 50, said, referring to the ex of his 19-year-old daughter, Saffron, who is openly bisexual. I feel stupid at my age to have these feelings about someone other than Tony and half my age, but when you know something is right, it is right. Well,
wow,
okay,
Barry.
But it was right.
Either
earlier,
yes,
when he had his, when they had the child, yeah. We have not made definite plans, but I would like to marry Scott. Scott is 25, and Barry, they're continuing to live as a family. Oh, God.
Well, Barry has no shame.
He says he's not having a midlife crisis.
Oh, it's not a midlife crisis.
Wow. No.
Then he's not feeling he needs the adoration of a young guy.
Of a young guy, exactly. Nothing midlife crisis about that. If I was, I'd buy myself a Porsche 911.
Maybe he should just do that.
Maybe that is a more
Instead
sensible
stealing your
approach.
Child's boyfriend.
Whoa.
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
but now it's an ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Wow, how's that for betrayal? Both your partner and your daughter.
No, Barry's just like Brooke Logan.
Wow, Barry. This is not sensible behavior, is it?
No, I feel like the world has gone mad. It's definitely gone mad.
Yeah, I think there's nothing else to be said that the world in fact has. All right, it is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Dina Diamond, we want to talk about the images that companies portray. And we started speaking about it last week on one of our shows where we were talking about flight attendants being forced to wear makeup, being forced to wear a certain type of an outfit. And of course, we're all appropriately outraged at that type of horror. But the reality is, surely if you go into a Mac store and somebody hasn't put on makeup and maybe their skin is very, very bad, that is hardly a place that you are going to want to buy a product.
Absolutely. And also, what confidence does it give you in the brand if the brand ambassadors, who are the people that work in the store, are not wearing the brand or not representing the brand correctly? So, I mean, I do understand that people are up in arms and people want more flexibility in terms of what they wear at work, and they don't want to be dictated to in terms of even their gender. So working on that gender again, that's also come up. So we've become such a PC world, and we've become so politically correct and so sensitive to everyone's needs that we now have to engage in what is, I mean, even for example, we do talk about the flight attendants, and Virgin Atlantic has actually recently changed their policy where flight attendants no longer have to wear makeup, which I almost feel is a loss. Okay, so I may be a bit controversial today, so you'll have to forgive me.
Because we've never been
never ever. But I do feel that when, especially, they're very many environments in which you can wear a uniform. But when it comes to flight attendants, I feel like it's always been such a glamorous profession. And I feel that so many people have become flight attendants because there's a level of glamour in terms of, you know, they walk and they always look so professional. And they're so neat and it's so beautiful to watch them all together, especially when you see a whole entire crew of flight attendants.
I think it's magnificent. If you're waiting to collect somebody at the airport or you're at the airport yourself and you see a, I don't know, is there a...
Those Etihad crews, what is the... It's a crew of flight attendants.
Is it a... Well, it must be a
crew. You mean
crew.
What the collective noun is?
The collective noun of flight attendant. It must be something more beautiful with that.
It has. Absolutely. Is it's flock, gorgeous.
Is it a flock?
A flock. Because that's not sexist at all. With birds.
Why would it be birds? Birds fly. You know, you sexist, your interpretation of that. I'm thinking because they fly.
Collective noun of flight attendant.
It's probably going to be crew.
Uncle Google knows.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it has to be crew. What is, I mean, what
flock.
Else is there?
I like the word
There is
flock.
No specific collective noun for attendance. There are many different types of attendance. Oh, parking attendants. Okay, now we've moved on.
All right, yeah, I think we've moved on. All right, so maybe you can help us. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Help us help you. What is, and even if there isn't a real collective noun for flight attendants, what should it be? I'm going with flock.
Well, okay, I'm not.
Is it sexist? It's a nutty, help me. Is it sexist?
Do you know what? When I think of flight attendants, I think of swans.
That's why.
They're great. Yeah.
I think of swans.
Yes, that's exactly what you're thinking of, I could tell.
So rude. I have been judged so unfavorably this morning.
It's not your day today.
Just your usual day.
Right, exactly. Yeah, welcome
office.
To my life.
So I do have to tell you, so let me just tell you, so Virgin have actually now, so they've said that flight crew don't have to wear makeup, but should they wish to wear makeup, they have to use the suggested color palette. So, you know, obviously the red lipstick, the nail varnish, all of those beautiful things, and I would strongly encourage it. So, strongly.
But I'm sexist.
No, you know what? Do you like, I mean, especially if you're on a plane and you're going to look horrendous.
But hold on, can we just stop there? Yes. Why? We are so influenced by woke society that listen to our dialogue. It's so interesting. Take a step out.
Oh, well, yes.
And listen to our dialogue and we're saying that's sexist that they have to wear makeup. Why?
It's not. Why?
You know, we've just been so conditioned to thinking that because a woman is told what to do and it might pertain to her physical appearance or image, it's immediately sexist. But it isn't.
Absolutely
if
not.
A company has a rule that men have to wear ties or they have to wear long pants to work,
that's just the rule. What it is. It's just a dress policy. It's a dress, and so it's a suggested dress policy. In fact, now, not India, but Virgin have come out with what they call body neutral uniform range.
What?
Body neutral, guys. Body neutral. So now women can also choose.
I'm hating
so they don't
the
have
world right now. Body neutral. What is that? Like a tent dress? So we don't see any shapes.
So they're saying they want people to feel comfortable in what they're wearing. Women don't have to wear skirts necessarily anymore on planes. They can wear pants. So if you're performing CPR in an airplane, you don't have to be worried that you're inappropriate. And so now they're trying to be a bit more sensitive. They're trying to look at the material that it's comfortable for the flight attendants or even anyone else. They've got trains and stuff like that. But I mean, if we look at it in general, like when you go into a bank branch, for example, like if the teller's like wearing like a sort of rugby
shirt,
a tracksuit.
Yes.
You're not going to feel like the image of that brand is represented. So the point of a uniform to me is to align synergistically with the brand. The brand is a brand is created by every single touch point that you have with a brand. So from anything from what you see from someone who works there, an employee, and the way that they represent themselves, it's from their logo, it's from their colors, and the uniform is part of that. And to me, when people are wearing that uniform, that is what they represent. When I'm in a store and I'm trying to find something, I look for someone who works in that store. And how do I identify that person? It's because generally they're in a uniform, even if it's a golf shirt, that represents the store, which identifies them as a staff member. I want to find that
100%.
Staff member. I don't want to find them hiding.
And do you know how embarrassing it is to go up to somebody and say, excuse me?
Yes, I do.
And they say, why are you asking
don't
me?
Don't work out. I had to go through that during the Rugby World Cup. So after we won and employees were wearing rugby jerseys. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my gosh. had so much anxiety because now I had to find who exactly is working
and
here.
People get very offended. People get very offended if you say to them, I'm sorry, do you know where the cabbage is?
Well, I remember once standing in a clothing store, and I'd bumped into a friend of mine who's an Indian guy, and we were just standing and chatting, and it was actually appalling because about three people while we were standing there came to ask him something. And eventually said to me, do you know, can we talk outside? Because it is so difficult to be an Indian guy in a clothing store.
What do you mean?
Because everybody assumed that he worked in this clothing store.
But what was he wearing? You see, if he was in a suit, people wouldn't have thought that he worked in that clothing store. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or if he was in shorts and a tank top.
He was dressed.
When you think that someone's dressed potentially as an employee. So if you, like, and these days, most times it's actually probably a golf shirt.
Right. It's
and
true.
And pants.
Yeah.
And there has to be some level of decorum, because I feel like everything is in a professional environment, and that's how you want to project yourself. So uniforms are not a terrible thing. Even school uniforms are a wonderful thing.
Oh, they're a wonderful thing for parents, especially for parents of girls.
Exactly. And you don't have to deal with the chaos and the drama every single morning.
Time is 8:24. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's the telegram number. But let us know your thoughts around uniforms and around asking people to present a certain image. Is it inherently sexist? Is it problematic? Have we moved beyond that? Time is 8:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. Janine P says, this is actually very funny, don't go to a function dressed in a black skirt and a white blouse. I've got plenty of drinks orders, but no tips. And Jonathan says, you're the face of the company. The impact you make starts with the way you look to your customers. You will also feel better about yourself, knowing and feeling that you can tackle the day feeling good. It's not about sexism. It's a mindset. I agree with this 100%. And I have to tell you that on days that if I didn't have anything going on, and maybe I needed to sit and write and spend a day writing, I get up, I get dressed properly, because I actually take myself more seriously if I'm dressed better. It's a strange thing.
No, there is definitely a psychological impact. And also, if you're in a work environment where everyone is wearing the same thing and everyone looks professional, you actually feel professional, and then it has an actual impact on your behavior and how you put yourself forward, especially to customers. So I am completely in there.
So not
your
thoughts.
Uniform also, like, prevents potentially awkward situations.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, the country, in terms of race, we get a bit hysterical.
Yeah, we get a bit hysterical.
So imagine Dina seeing me at a Mr. Price store.
Oh my God.
Wearing what seems to be uniform.
I couldn't imagine either of you at a Mr. Price store, so that's my first problem.
I'm going to be offended that, how dare this white woman ask me?
Exactly.
Yeah, just because I'm black. Why else is she asking me?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're loitering around, I'm going to ask you where to find the sheets.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with, you know, working at Mr. Price, but to me, it just seems like you seeing me, a black woman, as the help.
but it's interesting. But I think that's right.
I do think
there's an element of that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely.
I
have to tell you, anyone, unfortunately, I have been in stores now and then where I have mistakenly asked people if they were able to guide me in a certain direction, and they get very offended. And it is sometimes because they are wearing, so say, for
especially
example,
if you say,
a uniform,
lovey.
Oh, goodness. I have never lovied anybody.
Because it does depend just on how condescending you are. Lovey. Right, yeah.
Also, Howard, your hate for Mr. Price is showing.
Exactly. First it was Megan. And now this.
I love Mr. Price, Howard.
The truth is, Zanati, I'm not very good at any of these stores. I'm a bit embarrassed to say the only time I've been to the whole Norwood complex is because they had...
Norwood complex.
Well, I don't really... What does one call it nowadays? It's because they've got a bookshop there and I needed a book. So
triggered right now.
Who? You know,
me. I'm triggered.
Am I triggering you?
You're triggering my anxiety.
We have to get any oxygen here soon.
Wow. What have I done now?
But can I tell you something? The whole world is actually changing. So where the whole, like where everything was expected in the 1920s and 30s, you know, if you look at those old pictures, they're so gorgeous. People are wearing top hats. They're wearing coats. Women are wearing their heels and hats. They look unbelievable. They look elegant. They look beautiful. Since the age of tech and Google and we have, and Silicon Valley, the entire world has changed. The world of work has changed. And now those who've got the most money are wearing jeans and tackies. You can't even tell the
difference. You can't tell. And there's this whole thing about, the super, successful guys mm-hmm. that wear the same thing every single day.
Exactly. And so it's a completely dressed down policy that has actually happened. And if you see, there has been a whole movement within work. I mean, one of the banks now has a dress your day policy. So you must decide as an employee, as a responsible individual, how you need to dress based on what your interactions for the day will be. So you can't, there is a saying like, don't come to work in slops and shorts, but dress appropriately.
So I believe that very, very strongly. If I've got, if I'm at one of the companies and I'm working internally for the entire day, then you can dress separately, differently to if you're presenting or if you're meeting external people. Mm. I do think there is that, but there's still a standard of expectation.
Yes. And also some, I mean, a lot of the consulting firms as well, they put in fact, their policies tell you how long your skirt should be, that you should be wearing heels. So even again, on the airlines, to go back to the airlines, you had to be a certain size, actually. They would not hire you.
They did weigh-ins.
Even your height.
But guys, to be honest, those aisles are very narrow. And if you're trying to push a cart, It is a bit challenging. So there was some thought to it originally, but now it is completely a no-no.
Yeah, no, you can't go weighing cabin crew.
No, but they did. They did.
I know. Look, I think that's rude. That is, I just think that is very, very rude.
I mean, I was actually speaking to someone who has been in the airline industry for a very long time, and he mm-hmm. said that they did actually literally weigh the potential air hostesses because they had to be a certain weight. And if they were beyond that, they did not get the job.
That is so scary. That is so, but yeah.
Exactly. And there's hair things as well. You don't like someone to serve your drink and your food where their hair is flying all over the place.
That denotes a certain level of professionalism, let alone hygiene. And a lot of these things are interlinked. Time is 8:31. We'll be back to continue this conversation just after. Talk about plastic. No, Neil. I think they look awesome and that's the point.
They look unbelievable. And after a 15-hour flight, you want people to look better so you feel better.
But if you look better, you do feel better as well.
Absolutely. I agree. 100%. I mean, I know that as soon as those lights come on, I dive.
And then Dina's in that bathroom, what, with the makeup?
The makeup.
The GHD. Can you use GHD on a plane?
I don't think so, actually. I'll be honest, I haven't tried it. I had my hair done before.
Zanati, I think this is who you got to travel with.
And I do actually practically think about it. If I'm on a long flight, I do think actually, what is the easiest hairstyle for me to like keep long term? I do. It's a very
what
I'm
shoes
a practical
do you wear?
Girl. I'm a
what shoes do you wear?
So. You know, in the good old days, I did actually used to wear heels. But I'm in my more sensitive years and more sensible years.
Right.
I do wear, like trendy sneakers.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's, I'm always amazed when you're in Europe, when one is at one of the airports in Zurich or one of these places and you see women walking through the airport mm-hmm. in high shoes.
Full heels.
Yeah. Oh, I could never be me.
But it has been me.
If I'm traveling for work, I will be. I'll be in full kit. I'll be.
Well, yeah. You don't take a change of shoes.
No.
Right.
Wow. Are you a soldier, Dina?
I'm just so vain.
She's on the front lines there. And you know what? I'm impressed. I think it is absolutely awesome. Linda says, yay. Happy feeling a song. Great one. Time is 8:38. Okay. So Dina, let's just wrap this whole story up. Are we saying that uniforms because we're living in this world that's pushing a sexism narrative down our throats, but actually there's some very, very good reasons that uniforms and image exist and work. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. So as you've said, so basically when you walk into an organization, any company, you have a client-facing organization, when you see those employees and they're all wearing the same thing or they're wearing clothing that's appropriate in that environment, then you get a better feeling from the brand. It's absolutely, you cannot distinguish uniform, they're not separate, right?
And if you look at the car rental industry, I mean, there's so many
industries. Absolutely. I mean, if you're and also it gives you a sense of like the confidence in the company. So again, if you're flying on an airline and they all look like they've just fallen off the back of a bus, you're not going to really have confidence in that organization. So it completely gives you that brand image. It gives you the confidence in the brand. It gives you the associations of the brand. So you cannot separate it. It gives employees an opportunity to wear clothes. So yes, they can be gender neutral. They can be more comfortable. So companies have to be sensitive to that. But it also makes people feel part of a team. It doesn't sort of distinguish between one individual and another individual who work together. So it is very bounding. There's a whole bunch of reasons that there should be uniforms and they should purport a good brand image. So I'm a huge believer in brand image and uniforms and singularity. And again, it can completely accommodate for all the wonderful nuances in which this era has put us into in terms of gender neutrality and comfort and non-sexism. But I don't think it means take away the uniform.
Dina Diamond, thank you as always. It is 8:40.